We're delighted to have Gary Rochow joining us, the new head cheese at Consumers Energy. Has this been a whirlwind for you?
It has been. It certainly has been. I didn't expect that kind of great introduction to head cheese. I like it. So, thanks.
Well, we talked to Patty last week upon her departure, and she said you're a good local guy here, and you'll take care of us.
Yeah, well, let me share a little bit. Yeah, I'm originally from the Jackson area, and have been back here in the Jackson area since 2003. But grew up out toward the Concord Horton area. Went to Concord schools out there, and appreciate and love the Jackson area and all the great people that live here in this community. And so, grew up here, graduated here, went off to college, and then worked on the west side of the state, but came back in 2003. And just like Patty, got great ties to the area. We've got a place out in the Grass Lake area as well as in Stockbridge, and just love this community.
Yeah, I am sure a lot of folks around here, their first thought was with Patty leaving that there might be some separation with a new leader taking over, but that doesn't appear to be the case.
Well, I had the opportunity, and that's what it was, a great opportunity to work with Patty for 10 years and work side by side with Patty, and that makes for a great transition. She's a great leader. But what I'll tell you, too, is that we've got amazing coworkers across this company we've been here for 130 years. We don't take that for granted by any stretch. And we're focused on customer service. Again, amazing coworkers. And this team is really set up to take the baton from Patty and continue to lean forward and lean to the future here for the company and, frankly, for all the communities we serve across the state.
It certainly reads like it's going to be, Garrick, a real smooth transition.
Well, I'll tell you this. You know, one of the things, my dad worked for the company, and, you know, one of the things that this was my experience growing up when I was 8, 9, 10 years old. He was involved in hydro relicensing as well as other permitting across the state, so he would meet with groups and do presentations. He used to practice them with us, with the family, when I was 8, 9, 10 years old, and so I would see my dad and see the work that we do as a company and our amazing coworkers. And so, although it's been, you know, nearly two decades since I've been back here in the Jackson area, I feel like it's been a lifetime. And I've really just grown to appreciate our coworkers and the work we do. And it feels like legacy to me. But I'll tell you what, my dad's 81 now. And if, you know, he's watching over my shoulder as well. I got to take care of not only our coworkers but our retirees. So you can bet we're going to work for a very smooth transition.
Good for him. I see you made a couple appointments yesterday. Leroy Wells, senior vice president, and Tanya Berry got a promotion. So big moves for your team.
You know, one of the things we work on, and you know, compliments to Patty and even predecessors to Patty, is we work on succession planning. We make sure we've got a deep bench. And so if there's something that happens, like Patty's promotion out there to Pacific Gas and Electric, we're ready. We're ready for a smooth transition. And, you know, we're, as a result of my movement, we create some opportunities in the organization. And Tanya and Leroy are two top-notch individuals, have a lot of experience in the utility, a lot of experience in industry, great leaders, and so I'm excited. I'm really excited about their new roles and how they're going to lead the company.
Garrick, what's your biggest challenge as you take over here?
Well, you know, this industry's changing, and we're certainly seeing climate change and the planet be a real issue, and you know, we've made commitments to net zero carbon by 2040. But I'll tell you what, we got to continue to look forward and ensure that we're delivering clean energy. We can do that. We've made some great commitments to renewable energy. It's about executing on those and making sure we're not only delivering reliable, affordable energy that our customers expect, but it also has to be clean and moving toward further reduction in carbon. And so that's a big lift for us, but we're prepared for it as this energy, as this industry really, and our energy system goes through a big transition.
Some of those goals are not easy to attain, are they?
Well, you know, our industry is, we've had large plants before, coal plants, and we've been aggressive about retiring those plants. Out of the, we had 12 coal plants at one time. We're retired 7 of them. We're looking at, through our energy planning, we're looking at potential retirement of more plants. And so it is. We want to make sure that as we, you know, deliver more wind and solar, that it's affordable and reliable. And so it is a challenge that we have in front of us.
So do you cook the turkey tomorrow?
You know, it's a family project, but I will tell you, I'm going to be with my mom and dad tomorrow and doing that in a safe way, obviously with COVID. If we've done some work to stay separated and self-quarantine, but between my mom and my wife and a little help from my dad and me, we'll certainly put it together.
Garrick, have a great Thanksgiving. Say hi to your dad, and thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yep,
have a great Thanksgiving.